Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Shir, Monday night, Aruch Tazayim Kislev. And we're going to start Hilchos Chanukah, and I'm going to try to rush through the beginning. I don't want to skip.
So you said you were going to start in the middle.
Yeah, but I decided I don't want to skip, but we're going to go very fast, hopefully. We don't have much time today. I have to go somewhere. Otherwise, Mitzvah Shem, when we learn Hilchos Chanukah, we'll learn a little, we'll pass 9:30. But today, I punkant. Dubai Yesheni Kuflamates, second base Hamikdash, around the midway point of the second base Hamikdash. Kshemalchum Machos Yavon, Greeks, Syrian Greeks, Gozru Gzeros al Yisrael, they made Gzeru Shmad, Ubitlu Dosom, meaning they didn't let them, like in Communist Russia, they didn't let them do mitzvahs. That's probably something we can relate to. Any time the Jews were oppressed, so the Goyim would make it difficult for them to do mitzvahs, but that wasn't the focus. Even by Haman, it says, "Lehuda Moisa Oira the Simcha the Sasson Yikar Oira Zutora Simcha Zuyantiv Sasson Zumila Yikare Lutfilin." It always interfered with their lives and their lives as from Jews, but it wasn't usually the case that you have the Inquisition, obviously in Spain. I mean, obviously. And Russia, like Padavka Gezeros against Judaism. So that's what started with the Greeks. They started that idea. They were the first to do it. Of the Arba Malchias. Lo inichos umasuk b'torah v'mitzvos. The first thing they did b'mamoinim b'bimnoi seihem. V'nichlasu laheichol into the Beis HaMikdash, even uportzu bo protzos, they smashed walls, they showed that they were in charge. V'timulus and taharos, v'tarlem liyisrael mo'ol mipneihem v'lochsu machatz godol, because it was all over, they couldn't live. Atchirichem aleihem alakei v'seinu v'oshiyam miyodom v'itzilom, and the Bnei Chashmonoi were inspired to stand up and say Mila Hashem Eloi. We're going to fight them, even though the odds were not normal odds. Akhanim Agadolim, it was a mishpach of Akhanim Gadolim, the Harogum, and they were victorious over the Greeks, Syrian Greeks. Voshiyos Yisrael Miyodom, Bemidu Melech Men HaKohanim, which was maybe not such a good thing. Some say, V'chozum Malchus LiYisrael, Yisrael Masayim Shana the Churban Hasheni, and Bnei Yisrael had the Malchus again for the next 200 years till the Churban Hasheni. Shugover Yisrael Al Iveyam VeIbdum, which is the Loshon Rambam, but historically it's not possible to say VeIbdum, because even after the Neis Chanukah, it's well known that there were still battles and wars, whatever you want to call it. But the Rambam says the word v'ibdum, so maybe it means that they didn't have their power anymore. Now they were domination and they fought, but their shalita over Yisrael was broken. Maybe you could say the word ibdum in that way. As a malchus, maybe ibdum. As a malchus that ruled over Yisrael. Anyway, it was b'chafei b'chaydish kislev hoya. Maybe it was chavdalet kislev. That's also a question. Was it the 24th of kislev and the nace happened at night? Says it was the 25th, that means really the Neis happened on the 26th at night. So we all talked about at great length in all the Svarim. V'nichlasu laheichol b'leimot Hashem and Torah b'mikdash, they couldn't find any. Then they found one, elapachecha tshayimunuk l'shom yishol koyin gadol, and they could tell that it was not made tamei. Lo yibayet lahadik zo el yamechad b'levad. It ligam min aneirus ha-maracha of the Beis HaMikdash, shmoyne yamim, they made new oil. Because of his great days, that it burned for 8 days. These 8 days of the Neis. That's Lashon Rambam. That's also very. Any sefer about Chanukah is going to talk about this Rambam. The Gemara doesn't say the word Simcha. Adrab, the Gemara says they made it a yontav b'halal v'hidah. So the question is, and we paskin that's really sudas or reshus. There's no mitzvah to make a suda on Chanukah. The Rambam's lashon is this. Simcha Baal is lashon of Rambam. What does the Rambam mean by it? Does the Rambam mean you actually have to make a suda on Chanukah too? So this is all, again, talked about at length in the Sforum on Chanukah. We lamaisa paskin, you don't make a suda, but you sort of do, and you sing zmiris, and you praise Hashem. That we don't do. We don't know how to do that. We're happy if we say Al Anisim with a little kavana. Yeah. But to thank Hashem for the Nisim, to really thank Him, and to talk about the Nais, and to discuss the Nais, we don't know. That the kids do in school, and that's all. They come home with their menorahs and their dreidels, and that's it. To proclaim the Nais. So there's a lot of pshatim in the word. Certainly it can mean Chanukah Sabayis, but he goes with Chanu Chafei, Shem Yom Chafei, Chanu Me'oyveihem. And that, again, would be in keeping with the Ibdum. V'od, and they Shem Yom Me'elun, Asu Chanukah Sabayis, Shatzorim Tim Uhu. V'lachen Yesh Omrim, Shemitzvah L'Habit Ktsas, Besudah B'Chanukah, because of the Chanukah Sabayis angle. The old Neshem Lechas Hamishka Nigmar B'Yom HaMeilu. Hashem pushed it off to Nisan. And you have to ask Matt, Pshat in that, because of Yitzchak Avinu. So Matt has a whole Pshat there. Matt Bornstein. And, but Al Kaponim, there must be an Inyan. It's a little strange, but there's an Inyan to commemorate that the Mishkan was at least theoretically Nigmar in Kislev. It just wasn't officially inaugurated till Nisan. So maybe the Suda Sarash just commemorate that it was finished in Kislev. That's what he says. V'yesh l'saper l'vnei beso inyan hanisim shenasu l'avoseinu b'yom ha'melu, which we don't do. We don't know what to do. You can buy sforim in the stores, but doesn't compare to the Kupas Ha'ir booklet. It's like boring. Once you've read the Kupas Ha'ir booklet, you say, that's a nice. This is kid stuff here. Ayin Yosifun, you could read Yosifun a little. Its veracity is one of the things you write a scholarly article about, and you submit it, and you hope it gets printed. Nobody even cares anymore. But to say over the Nisim, it's hard. We all know the story. Your kid, it's almost as hard as Pesach. At least Pesach night, they wrote you a Haggadah, so you can read it. It's the Psukim, and you can talk about the Psukim and the Medrash Rabbah of the Psukim that is in the Haggadah. Chanukah, what are you supposed to talk? To tell the story. After 2 days, it becomes a very boring story, and we don't know what else to say. So he says, look at Yosefin, and you have now, they printed very nice books in Hebrew. They printed very nice Lampiansky, something like that. Alanisa Valapurkon, they wrote now Sforim, you can read Sefer by Rattenberg, wrote a whole history work from the Churban Bayis Rishon. It's holding by volume 9 or 10, he's up there, Rabbanon Sforoi. It's a remarkable, very, very scholarly, and it's in Hebrew, very poetic Hebrew, but that's a remarkable work. It's a history, it's very heavy. It's like a university professor, a history professor would have written it. It's very, with footnotes and monographs in the back about selected topics. It's called Toldos Am Yisrael. Toldos Am Yisrael, Toldos Am Olam, one of the two. He's up to, he died a few years ago, his son took over, he's up to volume 9. Anyway, you can read that, and I bought my son a very clever Hebrew work. It's in, my son's level, 11 years old. But, it's about kids that find a diary in the attic. And it's a diary of someone that lived at the time of Chanukah. So it's done very well, and you read it, and, it's like it's living in Russia. It's like someone from Russia wrote, Carmen, the lady, wrote a book about life in Russia during the Gezeiros Shmad. And the wars, it must be fascinating. Like, that's not a bad book. Maybe everybody should read it. It's called something, Marteif Beis Avos, something like that. I don't remember the name. Okay, anyway, you're supposed to talk about the Nisim during the Suda. We wouldn't know what to talk about. You could always learn Kitzur. You could always read the Sif over.
Divrei Torah, like...
What?
Divrei Torah, is that...
It's not Sipur HaNisim.
That's what I'm asking. That wouldn't count?
If by the Seder night you say a Dvar Torah about a Shvera Rambam on Achilas Matzah, I mean, it's nice, but it's not what you're supposed to be doing. And it's really... Now, I'm telling you, the last, I'd say, 10 years, there's been attempts to flesh out the story. It's like reading about the Holocaust. You know, the Holocaust has so... You know, you could read the rest of your life, you could read books about the Holocaust. That's the equivalent of Purim, not Hanukkah. But so if the mitzvah on Purim to talk about the Nays, which there really is, that's the Megillah, but... Anyway, so you would go to these books on the Holocaust, and you would, you know, you would talk about them, and you would see, you would get a feel for what life was like, and, you know. But that's Purim. That's a Purim-type avirah. Hanukkah is Russia. There are books, really. If you want to get a feel for what it must have been like, not the Milchama even, just the Gzeros. The people wrote books. Red Star over the Kremlin, something like that. There's a book like that. You see, what?
To remain a Jew.
What? What's the name?
To remain a Jew.
Yeah, that would be a good book by Rabbi, what's the name? Yeah, right, To Remain a Jew. It just came out in the last 6 months, I think. Yeah, they just translated it from the Hebrew. It's a remarkable book, Taka. So it's not Hanukkah, but it's the idea of Hanukkah at least, and it doesn't have the Milchama really. Maybe I'm wrong, because he really wants you to talk about the Nisim and the Yeshuos, and I'm talking about the Gzeros and the Siris Nefesh, so I don't know. I don't know if you yoitz to the mitzvah, he wants you to talk about the Nisim. Mikol Mikol is not a Sudas mitzvah, Elam Kein Omrim Besudas Shiros Vesishbachos. That's the idea. And, you know, nowadays you sit around, you sing for around a half a minute, then you start another niggin, a half a minute later, then a half a minute later you start another niggin, and then someone says a Dvar Torah. Well, my room is talking about Hanukkah, especially Torah programming, because Torah is about Peh, right? Oh, it doesn't say that. Kihemus Ugolem, the Sakin Ben Pigme Nafsho, while you're there stuck, I gotta write that up tomorrow and give it out. Ubiyicha the Lomde Torah!